We've been learning the halachot of Birkat Kohanim. What happens if a person he overtly goes against our tradition? Person says, "I could be Jewish and also go to church." A person gives his children over to be educated by the church, or missionaries. So some people don't know any better, but assuming a person has been taught, a person understands that that's wrong, so then we wouldn't permit him to be one of the Kohanim that bless the congregation. Obviously, if he did tshuva, so then we take him back. So long as he does that, we wouldn't. We know that a Kohen has different levels of different responsibilities of sanctity, and therefore he is afforded certain privileges. He's given truma, he's given many, many gifts. The first shearing of the sheep, he's given a portion of the meat, of any regular meat, any animal you would slaughter. Well, he also has certain special prohibitions. The Torah prohibits a Kohen from marrying a divorced woman, and if he does, then he may not do Birkat Kohanim. And not only that, we don't give him a Kohen. When it comes time to call a person up to the Torah, we don't. Unless he did tshuva, we wouldn't let him have these honors, even if he divorced her or she died, because that doesn't mean he did tshuva, you know, that's a fact of life. So Kohanim have this responsibility, and with it come the privileges.
Also, the children are cut off.
Right. The children of a Kohen who married a Grusha, so then he defiles his children from the Kohuna, and they also lose their rights, and even though they didn't do anything, but that's the way it works. So then a Chalal, a child of a Kohen who married a woman who is prohibited from marrying, also could not do Birkat Kohanim and would not get Kohen, would not get the first Aliyah in the Torah.